The market in Petersburg has been a way for people to buy locally grown produce and arts and crafts in the summer months. Farragut Farm has offered a variety of vegetables at the market for several years. But farmers Bo Versano and Maria Smets will not be selling as usual. The couple was in a car accident this winter when a semi-truck hit their vehicle on the freeway in Arizona. They are concentrating on trying to recover from their injuries. To learn more about the changes in the market this summer, I spoke with Mary Kappas, the market's board president.
Basically, our flagship vendor, which is Farragut Farm, and the only major commercial produce vendor for the market, they're not going to be at full production this year because they had an accident this winter and they're working on getting healed up. And so as a board, we were kind of trying to figure out, well, what's the best way to kind of move forward? Do we want to keep doing a regular schedule? They're a big draw, but we also have a very vibrant market because we have lots of different kinds of vendors, kids vending, people baking, people doing all kinds of cool stuff made from scratch. So we wanted to definitely keep a presence, and we decided basically to do two special events that will be markets this summer. They'll be June 16th and August 11th, and those are Saturdays. So we'll be back to our 10 to 1 schedule, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., which we've done a lot in past years. Last year, we experimented with something else. And what we're going to try to do is offer some other neat stuff to kind of fill the void of Farragut, which we'll all miss dearly. The Sprouts program is going to be growing food, and we're hoping to get some fresh produce from them. We're really encouraging people in the community who grow gardens to consider vending fresh food if they have excess, even if it's just like, you know, one thing, they have some extra carrots or they have some extra salad greens. It would be really awesome to have folks show up, and it's pretty inexpensive to get a table, and the demand is there, I will tell you. So if you're somebody who is growing and you have some extra stuff, it would be awesome. So we're trying to see that as an opportunity to kind of build up the local food that is being grown in town. Maybe not at a commercial level, but get some more of those folks to join in as vendors. And then we're going to work this year on organizing a chef at the market. So we're going to invite a couple of local chefs for each one of those market days that will be set up preparing food. So you can come over and see them making food using local ingredients, hoping to get some local fish and local vegetables. And you can walk away with the recipe and get a sample of the food. And that should be a really fun thing. We have a lot of talented chefs in this community. So we're hoping to get some of those people on board, still working on that. And we'll have live music at each of the markets. So that'll be just another kind of fun thing. So we sort of just want each of these to feel like a celebration and sort of a party vibe. And you can still come and do your regular shopping and get your baked goods and your bath and body goods and your arts and crafts and all of that kind of stuff.
So it sounds like two bigger events for the season instead of smaller ones throughout the season.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah. And it's kind of, you know, we're just experimenting to see how well that works. We want to make sure that the events are good experiences for the vendors and for the customers. So, you know, we'll probably think about going back to a more normal, you know, monthly or couple times a month schedule in the future. But this year, we think this is kind of the best way to serve all of our different patrons as best as we can.
Okay. So how's the market doing just in general with the board and the organization? I know there was some grant money in the past, but that was temporary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good question, actually. We have been kind of working really hard over these past couple of years to kind of make a strategic plan going forward and figure out how to fund ourselves. The only real source of revenue that we have comes from vending fees, and they're pretty nominal. We want it to feel really accessible for people. So that definitely doesn't pay the bills. And we've had a lot of support actually from Petersburg Economic Development Council. We've approached their board, I think, for the past 2 years to ask for a small grant from them to help fund a manager. That's what the majority of the money goes to, someone to organize the markets. We do think of ourselves as kind of an entrepreneurial incubator. It's a really great place for people to get a start at a business. I myself have done that as a vendor. I started just really small, selling like cookies and sodas, and then was able to sort of build up a clientele, and then, you know, did a little pop-up restaurant here one winter. And I really don't think I would have been able to do that if I hadn't had that experience of just learning how to get a business license and file sales tax and all of those little things. You can really try different things out, build up your confidence as a business person, as a vendor, and also build up your clientele. So we've seen a lot of successes like that. You know, Mindy at the Salty Pantry, she was vending at the market as well as other places in town. So it's a really unique opportunity for people, and including children. We have lots of kids and teens who come and set up a table, and they get to learn a lot about, you know, how to run a super small, I'd call it like a micro business. So we're really proud of that, and that really corresponds to PEDC's mission as well. And so it's been a nice partnership that's formed over the last couple of years.
Mary Kappas is the board president with The Market. Again, the only two markets this summer will be June 16th and August 11th. Versano and Smets did not want to do a recorded interview with KFSK, but they did say that they're hoping to be able to produce their garlic crop by late summer, and possibly a few others. That's dependent on if they are physically capable enough in time to get the crops planted. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.